Watch, Nancy Mace rips down trans flag reading "You Can't Erase Us, Nancy." By Bradley J. on November 21, 2024. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is leaning into her fight to protect women's private spaces from biological men. Thursday morning, Mace destroyed a transgender flag cobbled together with sheets of copy paper. Included a message reading "You Can't Erase Us, Nancy," according to Mace. "Well then you shouldn't try to erase women," Mace said, ripping the sign down, balling it up, and dropping it in a wastebasket. "I have to say, for any man that wants to be in a woman's restroom, bathroom, dressing room, locker room, absolutely not," she added. The South Carolina congresswoman spurred a media firestorm Monday, announcing she would introduce a resolution enshrining long-standing traditions that bathrooms assigned for use by biological sex should only be used by members of that sex. She acknowledged her resolution, which only addressed bathrooms in the U.S. Capitol, would be filed to address the January arrival of Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, DITA, a biological man who now identifies as a woman. Speaker Mike Johnson Wednesday promised to protect women's restrooms in the Capitol from biological men, explaining that McBride and all members of Congress have private restrooms they can use. Mace defended her crusade Wednesday night. "I have supported pro-LGBTQ legislation, but at the end of the day, there has to be a line in the sand," she told reporters from the Capitol steps. "You can't allow penises in women's locker rooms. Men can't watch women change clothes, like, that's just never going to be a thing. And women have rights. So at what point do men's rights trample on women's rights? They don't. They can't. They never will, as long as I'm here standing in the way." Earlier that day, Mace filed legislation titled the Protecting Women's Private Spaces Act, prohibiting biological males from using bathrooms designated for women on all federal property. She promised to file additional legislation in December after Congress breaks for Thanksgiving. "If you're a federally funded educational institution, school, etc., women have to be protected too in private spaces," she said, describing her upcoming legislation. "So this is just a start." Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, her South Carolina delegation partner, patted her on the back as he walked by Mace and the hordes of reporters surrounding her. "Great job," he said. "Democrats are still smarting from their historic election losses, and many Democrats blame the party's increasingly powerful far-left fringe's promotion of the transgender agenda. Numerous Republican campaigns, including Donald Trump's, found success in the weeks before Election Day focusing on fighting against allowing biological men in women's restrooms, men in women's sports, and allowing doctors to mutilate children in an attempt to subvert their biological sex. That success, and Democrats' clear discomfort addressing the issue other than accusing Republicans of bigotry, suggests the Republicans can make hay from the issue. Even McBride has tried to shift the focus away from his sex, but his arrival in Washington will force Democrats to address the issue. Republicans might be wise to follow Mace's lead and engage the fight head-on. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.